Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy. Change wisely.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Funny from Jeff this weekend. He was almost convinced that Jen Hobby was engaged.
Yeah, I got a text message from Jessica, who was, and I didn't know this until after the fact, but she was in Arizona this weekend with two girlfriends, and there's a new resort out there. So if you book a resort in Arizona at this time of year, this is actually their off season because it's so freaking hot.
Nobody would go to Arizona.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a vacation.
So she loves it.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah. No, she goes to Arizona to stay in the air conditioning.
It's 109.
Yeah, like but it's a dry heat.
I don't get it, but she loves it. So I didn't know this at the time, but they were out there hanging out by the pool, drinking Patron, chilled Patron shots. And so I get a text message from Jessica, and it was like, hope you're having a good afternoon, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then the last line is Jen Hobby engaged? So I get it like an hour later, which who knows how many Patron shots later that is for them, or 2 hours later. And I write back, everything's cool. Why do you ask about Jen? And then she wrote back but didn't respond to that. And then I wrote back again, why are you asking about Jen? Then I didn't hear from her for like 4 hours. So
wait a second.
So
I think it had more to do with the Patron.
Well, I had no idea that she was drinking Patron. So then I'm like, what does she know that I don't?
She passed out.
Yeah, she's asleep. That's it. Sunburned except for the outline of a shot glass in her hand.
She's like the dude at the end of The Hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, and P.S., I think I killed someone. And then doesn't answer for 4 hours.
Right.
Right.
So, I looked up Jen's Twitter thing. Like, I tried to call Jen. I sent her a BlackBerry Messenger. I'm like,
then it drove you nuts. She was like, why does Jessica know when I don't know?
Yeah. And then so I kept, you know, and finally, like, fast forward 12 hours, you know, and sobriety hits. And I'd say to Jessica, like, why were you asking? She goes, oh, I don't know. I think I was just, you know, we were drinking Patron all day and we were talking about people who, you know, were dating and Jen's name came up and I just confused myself. And I'm like,
well, we give
Jen back
all the time, so, you know.
So what's the answer, Jen?
Actually, Jessica was absolutely right.
What?
What?
I got engaged this weekend.
What?
Jessica was absolutely right.
Wait,
shut
what?
The hell.
No,
what?
It's not. No way.
What the?
Are you kidding? No.
Shut up.
Are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding. I was going to wait and tell you guys at 7, but
okay, hold on a sec. For those of you that rejoined us in Nashville, you missed the first part of this conversation where Jeff was just saying that he got a couple of text messages from his wife in Arizona saying, did Jen Hobby, co-host on the show here, get engaged this weekend? And Jeff was going back and forth with his wife going, don't be ridiculous. And Jessica said, oh, it must have been the Patron shot. And Jen just told us. And she did. She got engaged this weekend. Shut up.
Go see the ring.
That is so cool. I want to see it.
Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a real ring and stuff, I think. Here, give me some to scratch this again.
Oh, dude, we got a lot of ground to cover here.
I know. I need the story.
I was going to tell you guys when you hit the 7 o'clock entertainment buzz bed, I was going to surprise you with it, but I was getting so nervous with Jeff talking about this rumor. Bert's like, oh, we got to talk about that rumor on the air.
Was Jessica seriously just had a...
Well, let's take Jessica out of it for 1 second and
talk to her.
Focus on Jen and find out how this all happened.
It's not about you not knowing.
Well, I'm just wondering.
What's going to really rip him is that Melissa knew before I knew.
Oh, no. Jeff will never recover from that. So where do you start?
I know. Go.
It was like the biggest surprise of my life. Like so surprised. So, okay, where do I even start? Yeah, it was the craziest, most awesome weekend ever. Okay, so we were supposed to be going, because I did do that dinner on Friday night. My car did die on Friday, but that is the last plans I knew about my weekend. And I thought that we were going to my boyfriend's cabin in the North Georgia Mountains on Saturday. And then Saturday morning, he like cancels plans. He says he has too much to do, too much to get done. And I was like, really bummed, because I was like, I thought we were going to go like hike to a waterfall or whatever, you know? So no, cancels plans. He's like, we have to run errands all day. I'm like, oh, great. So I'm already kind of ticked off. And then he says that we have to go to an event for his work at the High Museum. And I was like, really mad, because I'm like, wait a second. We're supposed to be at the cabin enjoying time to, one-on-one together, and now you're dragging me to a work event?
If you can't stick to a plan, maybe this isn't going to work.
I was like, no. I go, that is not what I want to do on a Saturday afternoon, is go to a work event for you, whatever. And he's like, please, please, he's begging me. We got into the biggest argument we have ever been in our entire relationship.
Oh, no.
Humongous argument. Really? To the point where I was like almost cursing in the car and told him I did not want to go. We're pulling into the High Museum, which, by the way, is the place where we had our first date. And we're pulling into the High Museum. And I said, I can't fake it in front of your work people. I've got to go take a walk. I was like, I'm just going to go for a walk. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
I go, you just go do your work thing. I am going for a walk. And he was like begging me. He's like, please come with me. And I had no idea why. This was so important. So I am mad. Now, well, I guess I have to explain a little bit more. The reason why he got me there was because he's a high school principal and works with students. And so he was telling me he had to get me there because there was a student exhibit of art that I needed to go to. So we're waiting in the lobby for the student. And I literally, my body language is arms crossed, so mad.
So you think you're waiting for one of his kids?
Yes. So one of the students, one of the students does walk in, and I like put on a happy face and meet her. And I meet the supposed like art teacher that's all excited about the exhibit. I'm like, great. When is this going to be over with so we can get back to our running errand Saturday? And I'm not supposed to even be here, you know. So so then we go to the third floor of the High Museum. And there was this moment on our first date where he finally relaxed and I finally relaxed. And we started really having fun. And it was in front of this piece of art called Green Curve. Don't know why. It was contemporary art. There's a bench in front of it. That was the moment we first started having fun on our first date. So he tries to take me into that room.
Oh, no.
And I go, I cannot believe we are back here under these circumstances.
Oh, no.
First of all,
every step in the
and
way.
I was like, and I was like, and second of all, no, I don't want to go in that room with you. I am so mad at you right now. And he's like, please, 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 please come in here.
So he pulls
me in there. And you know how they have little cards on the wall, like where you can pull out information about the art?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, come over here, come over here. And I was like, no, I don't want to go.
Jen.
I'm just digging in my heels. I was being so mad.
So every step of the way, you're just snotty the whole time.
I was ticked. So mad at him. I mean, I was really not very nice at all. So so we go and he points to the little place where the paper is, where you can read about the art. And he was like, do you remember what this is all about? And I was like, no, I don't want to remember what this is all about. I don't want to even be in this room right now under these circumstances. And he's like, just look. So I look over and there's a picture of us in the insert. And I was like, wait a second. And I turned back around and he was on one knee with the ring and he said, will you marry me? And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've been so mad at you all day.
Oh, no.
So anyway, so he says, so do you say yes? And I was like, yes, whatever. So we sit down for a second. And then the student and the teacher and some of his best friends come out of the woodwork. Apparently there was an audience of people that had been around.
Was somebody videotaping it from a corner
or something?
Did
they know about it?
Yeah, that knew about it. Because some of his friends had gotten there early to be able to put the card in the little holder, and they kept telling people, because people kept pulling it out to see it, and they kept telling people, no, leave it there. This is what is about to happen. The curators were in on it, like the whole like High Museum staff like knew what was going
on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was so cool. So of course,
and for those that don't know, the High Museum is like, it's one of the most famous museums in Atlanta.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
Yes. So I'm, of course, like crying like crazy. I'm like, I'm going to need to get it together, because I just went from being the most mad at you ever to the most happy ever. Like, I almost like didn't even get it even then that he was, that's what was happening. Like, I still thought we had a high school art exhibit to go to. Like, I was just so confused.
And when you were referring to your first date, you were talking about the week before last.
Right, because it's happened pretty fast.
Hey, let's get Joanna on the phone.
And so anyway, so the best part is that we walked downstairs and the art student really was an art student, but a former art student who now does a lot of art. She had done a painting inspired, you know, that he gave her, like, sort of our story. And she gave us a painting, which was really, really beautiful.
Oh, cool.
Totally specific. And then he was like, well, let's go to the restaurant, because that's what we did on our first date. He's like, let's go to the restaurant and have a glass of wine.
You're like, I hate that restaurant.
I'm like, okay, yes, that sounds great. We'll calm down. So I go in the restaurant. I, like, go to the bathroom because I'm, like, trying to pull it together. I'm an ugly crier, so I was, like, trying to, you know, woo, put a little makeup back on. Like, get it together. Okay, get it together. Woo, okay, this is all happening. I'm good. I'm in a good mood now. I'm not mad at him. More mad at him than I've ever been in my life. So I'm like, okay, got it. So we're walking in the restaurant. We walk into the back, and my parents are sitting there.
Oh, get out of here.
Stop it.
And that's awesome.
His mom is there, and his brother and sister-in-law are all sitting there at a table. So I lose it all
that's
over
awesome.
Again. I'm, like,
cool.
crying all over again. So it was so cool. The whole family's there. So I sit down. I finally, okay, pull it together again. So excited or whatever. And in walks my brother and his girlfriend,
Yay!
Mary, from New York City.
So you've got the whole family there to celebrate.
My
it.
Entire
awesome.
Family.
That's cool.
So fantastic.
It was absolutely incredible. Oh, my God. It was just, like, the best weekend ever.
Fantastic.
Congratulations, Jen.
He did it good.
Yes.
He did it good. He did it great. Now you have to answer to Jeff, though, because Melissa found out about it before.
Yeah,
I know. I knew about this a while ago.
You did? Were you in on some of the planning?
Yes.
You were.
Because
not a lot
the specific of this... planning, but I was in on making sure that weekend was clear. So I was playing defense in case the Burt Show decided to do anything on this weekend.
Oh, and have
gotcha.
Some banner.
Oh.
So was Jessica just psychic, or did she somehow hear it from somebody?
I mean, I've told all my best friends.
Okay.
And so they probably told
somebody
Jessica.
Somebody texted. Okay.
Probably told
and
Jessica.
And she was.
Because I didn't want some of my best friends to find out on the radio.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was talking to lots of people yesterday.
Okay. But yeah, Katie and I all this week, especially on Saturday, were like, is it, do you think? Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I was trying
Congratulations.
To hang out till 7.
Well, unbelievable.
My parents are still in town. And they're like, okay, we're going to be listening at 7.
And then Jeff had to ruin everything.
Well, keeping in the spirit of the romantic, you know, love between you and, can we say his name now?
Yeah.
Mr. Jen Hobby. you'll be pleased to know that Jessica and I got an argument about the fact that she wasn't telling me how she knew that you
she's the
got engaged this weekend. So cool. Way to keep the argument, you know, love going.
Congratulations. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.